Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
From the What the Heck file, Lee.
Okay.
This is like a B-grade soap opera, but it's the governor's race of South Carolina. I don't even know what to make of this. Here's the headline in the UK Daily Mail. Okay, I'll start there. Representative Nancy Mace, who's running for governor, state of South Carolina, currently, by the way, leading the polls, although I don't know for how much longer, in the state of South Carolina in the governor's race. Nancy Mace concocted a rape story and hacked fiance's phone in bid to seize two multi-million dollar homes, bombshell new lawsuit claims. Okay, now here's the thing you should understand before I read this article to you, okay? Lawsuits were like one of my favorite things as a reporter because lawsuits are totally protected speech. And so you can quote from a lawsuit all day long and the lawyers know that. In other words, you can't be sued for libel. So the lawyers know that, and they'll put crazy stuff in the lawsuit because it's all protected, right? Right. It's public information. You have to be able to discuss it. It's in lawsuits, right?
Right?
So they'll load up lawsuits with just plumb crazy stuff that they know is either not true or, you know, at best, sketchy, okay? Or maybe it's all true. I don't know, because it runs the gamut with lawsuits, but I used to love lawsuits as a reporter because you just go quote them with no fear, right? All right, let me read from the UK Daily Mail. Paranoid Nancy Mace hacked her ex-fiancé's phone, tracked his car, and destroyed his reputation by falsely smearing him as a voyeur and rapist, an explosive new lawsuit claims. The South Carolina congresswoman went scorched earth on four men she outed as alleged sexual predators in a February House speech, claiming they drugged, molested, and filmed multiple female victims, including herself. One of those accused, her estranged lover, Patrick Bryant, 51, has filed a scathing legal response, saying she cooked up the fake gang rape claims to blackmail him. So here's what happened allegedly. According to the lawsuit, which, Lee, here's the thing with this. When you put this in, he did this on purpose. When you put this in a lawsuit, guess who can use it in their campaign commercials? With no lawsuit of any kind from Nancy Mace. That would be all of her opponents. Okay, here's what happened. They broke up. She took it badly. They own two $3 million homes together. And she wanted him to just transfer the homes to her, according to the lawsuit. So she threatened him and said, I'm going to basically paint you as a rapist if you don't relinquish the two jointly owned homes worth around $6 million total to me. As the dispute escalated, Nancy Mace and a friend convinced another woman who's described in the lawsuit as young, impressionable, very, you know, easily manipulated, that she had been raped and filmed, and that Nancy Mace had the video of it. Well, the video, according to the lawsuit, does not exist. It's not real. She made it up. In other words, she manipulated this young woman into thinking she had been raped at a party where she'd drinking too much and passed out, and that this video existed. So, now, there's always the possibility here that he's crazy, right?
Yeah, that could
be. Maybe right. He's the crazy one. maybe. But I don't know.
This is beginning to resemble a previous campaign that involved a female Republican candidate for the governor's office of South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, now that was crazy. Okay. Now that was plumb nuts. That one, of course you're referring to Nikki Haley, but this may surpass that.
Yeah.
This is a truly South Carolina level of drama here.
Boy. And you know, we're quite up there on the thing. You got the Murdoch thing going on with the Netflix series or whatever it is that's going on. And, you know, we've already had that trial and the conviction and you've got all that going. So boy, them folks in the UK must think we'd be crazy down here in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this state is a little nuts. Look, we in terms of, like, we have a history of electing and really being prideful about our completely colorful, let's call them,
there you
representatives.
Go. That's a nice phrase, colorful.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Candidates of color.
So, and here's the thing, what Nancy Mace did here was, you know, she went and made the accusation that she was a rape victim, that her ex-fiance and his friends had, you know, filmed her and other women. When she did it, she gave the speech on the floor of the House because members of Congress have unique protection from libel laws. So, in other words, they can go up there and say just about anything, true or not, and completely defame people. With made-up stuff.
Yeah, nothing anybody can do about it.
Exactly. There's nothing anyone can do about it. So it's interesting that she chose that venue to make the speech, which, I mean, that speech just went absolutely viral. Then she released video of herself naked. You can't actually see any details, although many people online checked. It went viral that allegedly her fiancé had been, you know, filming her when she's, I guess, just walking around the house or something, unbeknownst to her. So she released that as proof. We'll hear her side of this, I'm sure.
Yeah. She's never shied away from the microphone or the camera.
No. Now, he's also claiming that she hacked his device and removed data, that she basically installed an app that on his phone, unbeknownst to him, that enabled Nancy Mace to extract and download his photos, private information, without permission. Mace previously admitted to searching Bryant's laptop in violation of his privacy after he found the names of ex-girlfriends in his search history and, you know, placed an AirTag. They're saying she placed an AirTag on his car to track his locations while she was traveling internationally. Bryant saying that the hacked info stolen from his laptop and his phone became the basis for a plot to blackmail him over their jointly owned homes, and that she went back and forth between trying to basically get him to get back together with her and then saying, okay, but you don't, if you don't, I'm going to blackmail you if you don't give me the homes. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll see it in a campaign commercial soon, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the thing about Nancy Mace that is kind of sad, whatever is going on here in reality is that this is a woman who probably could have walked into the governor's office, top of 2 out of 3 polls. And if she had just stopped talking about a year ago, 6 months ago, if she just stopped talking, like, just don't say anything crazy. Because she's very popular online, has a very popular online presence. Very well known, huge name recognition, and the kind of character who just plays well in South Carolina. We do. We like our representatives flamboyant, even if we don't always agree with them, like Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
We like people to be big and get outsized national attention for a state this small.
Right,
it's just how South Carolina voters are.
Yeah.
They're a different breed.
And that's something I've always thought is fascinating, that this state draws so much attention to its, you know, homegrown politicians here and issues here, then you would think that a state that is, you know, not that high up there on population or political clout, but yet we do, you know, have it and do get the attention both nationally and internationally.
Yeah.
And of course, we do have a history with this country for this is where the Revolutionary War was won, as our new state tags are going to say.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too. I thought as kind of a newcomer that there was no way that Nikki Haley could get elected with the accusations against her.
Yeah, it.
I mean, they were wow.
I was fascinated. Obviously, during that campaign, though, I was fascinated by the way that that was brought up, used, and then pretty much voters forgot about it.
Yeah, I mean, she was essentially accused of having like multiple egregious affairs on her husband, pretty credibly by the person who did it, who had kept all kinds of phone records. And you would think in this state, as Christian as it is and right-wing as it is and pro-family as it is, that that would have affected her. It did not have one iota of impact on her. And she went on to be governor. It was as if it didn't happen.
There is that forgiveness thing, Tara.
Yeah, I guess so. So, Nancy Mace is going to need to count on some of that because this gets crazy all the time. And I mean, she's just coming off of her Charleston airport, insult session with the police there.
Yeah.
I offered her campaign a little bit of advice. She's very upset about what happened in Charleston, right? And I said, listen, you got very angry and you doubled down on it in public. You have to remind people of how many death threats you have.
Yeah.
So that what your reaction in that airport to the failure in security will make sense to people. I mean, there is a guy right now in jail in Greenville who vowed to kill her. He's awaiting trial. His family apologized to Representative Mace, and the judge is afraid to let him out because he's pretty sure he will kill her if he is let out of jail. So that's just one guy. There's about a dozen of them.
There's a little context to that. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, there's another transgender gentleman who is threatened to beat her head in with a brick in the Capitol bathroom the first chance he gets. That's just the second one, okay? There's like a dozen of these. So, I said to him, look, you got to recap that for people so they understand where you're coming from on you freaking out about your security. There's legitimate reasons for it because the left is insane, but you can't freak out on low-level officers and not explain that context to people. You can't assume they know it.
Very good point. That was some good advice.
Yeah. So I don't know. But these incidents, if you will, Lee, are piling up on her. So, hey, you know what? It's all good for us. More ratings points, right?
And it's only November and the South Carolina primary is not until June. So
yeah, no problem.
Plenty of good, interesting content.
Absolutely. All right. Coming up next, I'm not going to sugarcoat this for you, y'all. Jobs massacre. But there's a few details, as usual, the media is not including. We will so much news today to get to coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Told you. We've been watching this for a while, and now it's a top 10 in the country story. The D.C. sandwich man found not guilty by a liberal jury. Oh, this is important. Sean Dunn attacked a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agent, threw a heavy loaded Subway sandwich full of like oil and nasty stuff, hit him right in the chest with it. He was facing federal charges of assaulting, resisting, opposing, impeding, intimidating, and interfering with a federal officer. Liberal jurors, because there are no other kind in D.C., had voted 87% for Kamala Harris. Liberal jurors deliberated for about 7 hours before reaching a verdict. What was their verdict? No Democrat guilty. Listen to this. Dunn did not deny he did it. Did not deny it was assault. There's video. He just said he was mad. That was their argument. He's mad. I believe I was protecting the rights of illegal immigrants. Let's fix the sentence. And let us not forget that the Great Seal of the United States says e pluribus unum, Dunn said. Dunn's legal team insisted he threw the sandwich in protest. Ah, here we go. This is the beginning of it. Kind of. It's actually been going on in D.C. for a while. We've been tracking it with podcast. So the new legal standard, this is how we slip down that slippery slope. In liberal D.C., a post-American territory legally, is if I am mad because I disagree, I can assault a federal agent, this time with a sandwich. Eventually, it'll be rocks and the juries will let him off too. This is how it starts. The left loves this. That's why it went viral. And does a Subway sandwich hurt you? No, you're not going to bruise from that. Makes you kind of nasty. You got to go home and take a shower, but no. But the fact that it was okay, that his lawyers said it was done as an exclamation point to express his negative feelings. Folks, it's going to go downhill. I've been talking to you about the Russian Revolution for years. This is how it started. After a while, it was okay for the Marxists to shoot and kill cops. Started just like this. Eventually, started like this, and then by the time they were done, they were pouring acid in their eyes while they were on duty. No one would convict them. Folks, we will see a time in this country. When I tell you about a post-American, a neo-Marxist territory, it is geographically American, but otherwise has no recognizable system of law, only kangaroo courts and rigged jury trials. That's what this is. Eventually, we will get to the point where a liberal in good standing will seriously hurt or kill a Border Patrol agent, a Charlie Kirk type one of us, and a, mark my words, it's coming. It, folks, we will be there within a decade, maybe 5 years. And a liberal jury will let them off. And we will not be able to enter these territories. It happened during the Russian Revolution, the Marxist Revolution there that led to the Soviet Union. It will happen here. It is the model the left has been following. Now, come on, Tara. He just threw a Subway sandwich. I mean, there's no other examples of, oh, wait. No, this goes back to 2021. Remember this? Remember, for Republicans, it is illegal, a felony, in fact. Ask Michael Flynn about this, Trump's advisor, to lie to the FBI, even though all the FBI does is lie. Michael Sussman, working for Hillary Clinton, lied to the FBI, presented fake information that Donald Trump and his organization were communicating with his Russian handlers, who he, of course, answered to via a bank, via a Russian bank. That's a felony. Like, that is a buku, buku, buku felony. So he's indicted for it by John Durham in 2021 and sat before a D.C. jury, and they found him, yeah, not guilty. Nope, nope. Why? Well, he's a Democrat in good standing. They interviewed the jurors after and asked them, well, you think he didn't do it? No, he did it. He made up the Russia collusion hoax with felony level lies. That the media, by the way, then picked up, and the New York Times and the Washington Post won Pulitzers from this lie. But the liberal jury just said, but we liked the lie though, because we don't like Donald Trump. So I mean, like, if you commit a felony multiple times to frame him with lies, and they get spread all over the country, and then it's used as the basis to launch the Mueller investigation, and he has to turn over 1 million documents. Oh, and your lie is used before the FISA court feloniously. It's all good. There's so many felonies there, we've lost count, but it's all good if you're a Democrat in good standing. So what has just been established here, folks? We never had this in America. If you are the right political stripe, there is a different set of rules and laws for you in these neo-Marxist post-American territories, which the D.C. legal system is. Here's your problem. D.C. legal system covers Congress. They launched the fake Russian, American classified documents case there against Trump. It is a kangaroo court for us. They will nail you to the cross for breathing wrong if you're a Republican. Folks, I don't know how Congress continues to operate in D.C. Not under this. I don't know going forward. This is loaded. It's a problem. It's not just a sandwich. It's the beginning. And the way it's going to end, you're not going to like.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Massive job cuts coming as companies are normally hiring during the Christmas season. It's not good news.
Announced corporate job cuts, Andrew, in the U.S. surging past 1 million so far this year, with 153,000 new layoffs announced just in October, according to Challenger. That is the worst October since 2003. Here are the numbers. October up 153. That compares with September. That's 100,000 more than September and 100,000 more than this time last year in October 2024. Andy Challenger commenting, some industries are correcting after the hiring boom of the pandemic. But this comes as AI adoption, softening consumer and corporate spending, and rising costs drive belt tightening and hiring freezes. Announced layoffs don't always lead to actual cuts and could take place from attrition. But the report puts in perspective what we've been reporting here day after day, week after week. Series of marquee announcements unveiled in recent weeks across U.S. industries, including UPS, Amazon, Target, among others, Paramount, Rivian, all these companies there. Government has been responsible year to date for 308,000. But look at that, tech 141. That could be where you see a lot of the AI, maybe some in warehousing, but a big chunk of that's going to be UPS, as well as potentially some hit from reduced flows of trade. Retail's up there, as is services at 64,000. You take out the Doge cuts, the number's a bit better at 800,000, but still well above last year. Challenger doesn't see much in the way of hiring, saying announced plans are 35% below last year, and they're skeptical about the number of new hires for the holiday season.
Yeah, this is a mess. This is a near record-breaking mess. This is the worst layoff so far. 153,000 total new layoffs just in October, according to Challenger. That's the worst October since 2003. Probably. Hard to say because the Biden, administration fudged job numbers so much that that's also kind of unknowable. But yeah. Anyway, October had 153,000 job cuts. That's the most layoffs for any October since the dot-com bubble burst over 20 years ago. So as you heard him say, part of it is these companies are firing employees and investing in AI. It's not something anybody can really do. But folks, what this shows us, we don't need illegal immigrants. We don't need immigrant low-skilled labor. That is not a thing. They need to go home. We cannot support millions of these people in an economy. Folks, and I keep using, you've heard me use this figure every single day over and over and over again. I've got it all throughout the Battleground America podcast, the shocking number, the job creation number from ADP last month, private sector, 55,000. That's it. For a country of 340 to 400 million, who knows, people? Americans plus future Democrat voters is what, 400 million, 380, who knows? Folks, we cannot support an illegal immigrant nation, 9 million strong. That's how many of them were illegally given Social Security numbers by Joe Biden. We cannot support an illegal immigrant nation, 9 million strong, 48% of whom are on Medicaid, 59% of whom get at least one welfare benefit, with only 55,000 new jobs a month in the private sector. That's like, that math does not compute. But what is going on here? How do you get to the most layoffs for any October since the dot-com bubble burst over 20 years ago? You get there through economic warfare. And that is what is going on in this country. I've been screaming about it for a long time. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, folks, is deliberately and artificially tanking the economy to hurt Republicans in the midterms. He is. This is not the first time I've said this. This isn't the 15th time I've said this. It's not even the 25th time I've said this. This is not some lame excuse. I predicted this. That's why you listen to this show. Let's go back through the history. And I know Lee will agree with me. He sat here with me as I did it. He did it. First, Jerome Powell, an economic arsonist and Democrat, but there is, you know, then I repeat myself. The fool claimed the job market was overheated. Remember, that was when everyone, including CNBC, said the job market was fake. The Biden folks were lying about the creation of jobs, and they were right. They would later admit 2 million of those jobs never existed. They'd revise them away. We had entire quarters under Joe Biden with net zero job creation. That's a jobs apocalypse. But Jerome Powell took those very fake numbers that he knew were fake. Because let me tell you what, if I'm sitting here, I don't even have an economics degree. I don't run the Fed. Maybe I should, because I'm better at this than he is. Hell, you and your car are better at this than he is. Whatever your degree is in, doesn't matter. Underwater basket weaving. And we said the job market's not only not overheated, it's non-existent. Well, the fool claimed the job market was overheated. He couldn't lower rates. Couldn't do. No can do. After it became very clear that not only was the job market not overheated, it was in crisis, he went, oh, now I know I have to, I cannot lower interest rates because, tariffs will cause inflation. Now, we've been over the economics of this. You cannot cause inflation with tariffs. It is economically and mathematically impossible to do so. The only thing that causes inflation is the printing of money and debasing of currency. So for every, $1 million they dump into the of fake monopoly money they dump in, your dollars are worth less and it hurts more at the grocery store line. You can't do that with tariffs. But he made it up because it sounded good. So he could continue his economic arson, burning down the economy to help the Democrats. So after Jerome Powell destroyed what was left of the job market, that market that was never hot, as he claimed, he moved on again to claiming Trump's tariffs would cause inflation. So he wouldn't lower, didn't have to lower rates. Now that it's clear he was wrong on that too, Powell is stubbornly keeping rates too high out of pure economic spite. He's an economic hitman and he needs to go. And this is something we haven't seen before. It's always been custom in America. When the president asks you to leave because you suck at your job, you leave. He's refusing to leave. We can't get rid of him until 2026. He will burn this economy to the ashes. Here is Dr. Peter St. Onge, an economics professor, explaining this, why presidents need rates lowered.
This matters because lower rates spark growth. By one estimate, each point of rate cuts is worth almost 1 million jobs.
See?
But lower rates also spark future inflation.
Mm-hmm.
The inflation, however, usually takes a year or two to show up, meaning the jobs are here today for the midterm election, say, but the inflation may not appear until the next president, in case you are curious why presidents always want lower rates.
That's the rub right there. So you've heard Trump scream about Jerome Powell, who's just lied and lied and lied, all of his reasons for not cutting rates, right? Why? Because he knows every rate point cut, one rate point cut, total rate point, 1 point, is 1 million jobs. And so basically he is burning the economy and the job market to the ground to help Democrats. We've never seen this before where the Federal Reserve Chairman was this political, but he is. And unfortunately, we are the ones who have to feel the pain. These companies just can't short-term borrow. They can barely function as a business, and that's why they're not only not hiring, they're cutting. It's a mess. Oh, and by the way, he's going to cause a recession, and then he's going to blame Trump. I'll play the audio clip for you when it happens. It's just a matter of time before he does it. Didn't say this would be easy, folks. It's the number one story in the country right now. Kind of surprised by that, given everything going on. Donald Trump falling asleep yesterday at the Ozempic press conference. Which, by the way, the Biden administration tried to get this deal done. Through $40 billion to the pharmaceutical industry, they went, thanks. And nothing happened. Donald Trump got this deal done without paying off anybody, which is amazing. It's going to be very interesting to see what this adds up to overall. Basically, what Trump is doing is direct sales from the pharmaceutical companies to people, cutting out the middleman. And there's a lot of middlemen, a lot of hands in there from pharmacies. And mainly the middleman he's cutting out is the insurance companies. I think it's absolutely brilliant. This is how you get this huge cost savings. You know what's amazing about this? When you look at the prices of the drugs when you do those direct sales and how they go down, it's shocking. It is a shocking indictment of the Democrat passed Obamacare that passed with absolutely no Republican votes. I have a friend who talks about this all the time, who's in medicine, how much lower the prices would be if we didn't have to pay all these layers of bureaucracy the Democrats added with the insurance companies. And the difference in your bill would be is shocking. And you're seeing that. It's really interesting. You could take the monthly price for some of these drugs, the Ozempics, Wegovys, from $1,300 down to $150 to $350 if you just cut out all the stupid bureaucracy that Barack Obama and the Democrats added. Too bad no one explained this to Luigi Mangione. It was the Democrats that did this, not the healthcare executives. Although, to be fair, they did write the bill. I mean, Obama had them at the White House almost every day during the Obamacare thing. Republicans were shut out. They wrote the bill. And the price of healthcare doubled, but you didn't get better healthcare. So, folks, this is kind of really cool in a way. What you're seeing is that people, I mean, like, wow, okay, wait, I can cut $1,000 a month out of the cost of a drug by just buying it direct from the pharmaceutical company? Yeah, you can. What, folks, you know what this means? Our healthcare industry is built on great American stupid. By the way, they focused on the weight loss drugs yesterday, but there's a lot of other drugs too that you're gonna be able to buy this way. This is revolutionary stuff. It's literally going around Obamacare, which was designed to make everything more expensive so that people would have to go on the communistic, public option. It's just the public option never passed. So Obamacare is doing what it was designed to do, make everything extremely artificially expensive for no reason. It's just kind of what Democrats do. I mean, look at New York City.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.